You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's listener-powered KEXP. Kevin Cole here with you. You just heard music from Ray Charles, the track What I Say. And Charles Bradley, right before that, you put the flame on it. That is from Victim of Love. And it's here on the afternoon show. I'm down in the performance space. Joining me right now, Grace Love and the True Loves. It is so awesome having you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We love you.
In our new space.
Yeah.
And this is a big band. I don't know if you guys would have fit in our old space. We'd have some of you out in the hallway probably playing.
We're loud enough, so I think it would be fine.
Yeah. Grace, do you mind running through the band and then kicking into a couple songs?
Yeah, of course. Cool. Okay. We got Mr. Jimmy James on guitar. We got Anthony Warner on keys. Mr. Bryant Moore on bass. Yvonne Galvez on percussion. Mr. Dave McGraw on drums. We got Mr. Greg Kramer on trombone, Scott Morning on trumpet, and Gordon Brown on saxophone.
Welcome to KEXP. It's great having you here. And playing the show this Friday, Shake It Out, a new home benefit, and a birthday bash.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that in a bit, but take it away.
Okay. I told myself I never let you go. Something about you, baby, it soothes my soul. And I can't stop laughing, and I can't stop smiling. You got that something I'm totally into. And I love the way you love me. Love the way you hold me. Nothing but love you back. Nobody's sweeter, baby, than you. Nobody's sweeter, honey, than you. You got that something that makes me feel complete. When you kiss me, baby, oh, my heart goes weak. And I can't stop laughing, and I can't stop smiling. You got that something I'm totally into. And I love the way you love me. Love the way you hold. Nothing but love you back. Nobody's sweeter, baby, than you. Nobody's sweeter, honey, than you. Yeah, nobody's Jimmy James.
I heard there's a brand new dance. What do you think they call it?
I think they call it the Shake It Out.
One, three,
sugar, your body. It's called the shake it out. 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 While you're standing, holding up the wall, it ain't gonna catch you, baby, when you fall. You gotta shake it out. You gotta shake it out. You gotta shake it out. You gotta shake it out.
Church with me. I think we should go to church. Hey. Shake it out. Come on and 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 shake it out.
Grace Love and the True Loves, Shake It Out. Nobody sweeter. Man, nobody sounding sweeter. Just incredible. Looking sweet, too. Now, Shake It Out, that's the namesake for our show. We're going to do Friday night, a new home benefit.
Yes.
And a birthday bash. We got a great lineup. You guys are headlining. We got Moby doing a DJ set, which will be awesome.
That's going to be great.
Wimps, Pillar Point, Emerald City Soul Club DJs, and again, Grace Love and the True Loves. It's also an album release party. The vinyl is out.
Yeah, the LP is out. You guys should go buy a million copies.
Seriously. That's exciting. That is awesome. So, man, it was about a year ago, actually, a little less. I think it was last March that I got the 7-inch single for Fire.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, wow, this is great. Who are these guys? Right? Like, this is so good.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, you guys played our Hood to Hood benefit. It was like in May.
Yeah.
At the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle, super small. It was so incredible. It was awesome. That was the date of the second single, which came out, I believe, on that day. And when I saw you, I was stunned. I was like, okay, there has to be a strategy here. You guys have squirreled away somewhere and just been playing and working on this show because it was fully formed, full on set. And I couldn't believe there were just really 2 7-inch singles.
Yeah.
I'm sure the reality is different.
Yeah. Well, we just got lucky. We honestly had like a freestyle, you know, how we formed. And like Fire wasn't even written when I got into the studio.
Really?
It was like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to say. But these guys are going to go with it, so I'm just going to make it fit.
So the music was written.
Yeah, well, it was kind of written. We went backwards. Yeah.
When you say kind of like freestyle, the band, like What do you mean by that? No plan? Like, how'd you guys meet? Like,
well, Jimmy James and I met like 4 years ago at a Charles Bradley show. And actually it happens that David was in the audience as well, but we didn't know each other. And it was just kind of kismet that things just kind of melded together.
Yeah, yeah.
They were jamming.
Yeah, Jimmy, were you working on putting together a project, a band at that point in time?
I got the call from David, and he's like, hey, you want to come down? And I know some of the people you play with, and on a Sunday, and we got down there and met Bryant, and well, I know Anthony, and all of us got together some kind of way and just start playing and digging each other's sounds.
Where did Grace come into the mix?
Grace came into the mix. I think we were sitting there, we were looking for a singer, and we were like, oh, we're looking for a singer. And I was like, oh, well, a lady named Grace, she can really sing. So, you know, it went from that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's magic. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah. We, like I said, there's a lot of bands that form, and I just got blessed.
Yeah. Usually there's a lot of hard work and things, kismet, you say, or things that work into the mix, but, you moved from Memphis to Tacoma when you were young, like 3 years or so.
Yeah.
Your father was a pastor. Was there? Did you grow up doing music? Was there a defining moment where you're like, I'm a singer?
No. Actually, yesterday, 9 years since my mom passed, that was the moment. I was like, life is too short. Things aren't promised.
Yeah.
You know.
Had you backburnered the idea and been doing other things?
I wanted to do politics. So I was trying to get as far away from music as possible because it was just, it wasn't the thing that I thought I would be great at. I knew I could sing, but it was just, okay. I don't want to struggle. And then I decided to struggle.
Yeah. Do you anticipate being able to work sort of your political ideas?
No, not now. Right now, looking at what's happening, I stay very, very far from it.
Yeah.
Because it's a mess.
Pursuing your dream musically.
Yeah.
It's Grace Love and the True Loves live on the afternoon show here at KEXP. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
And thank you.
Again, playing Friday night, the Shake It Out New Home Benefit and Birthday Bash. That'll be awesome. Let's hear a few more songs, and I want to talk about your one-woman show that's happening Sunday, right?
The 27th.
A week after, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Or Saturday, the 27th.
Yeah. So a couple more songs.
Yeah, Grace Love and the True Loves, okay. KEXP.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. You got me sitting by the phone for a call that'll never come, and I'm crying all on my own. You treat me coldly, and you always mold me to someone I cannot bear. You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me?
can't you see? I'm no good without you. You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. When I call you, you always push ignore. You're out there getting your score. Coming home, I'm better off alone. You're mean to me. Without you, you're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Yeah. Can't you see? Yeah. I'm no good without you.
What do you
But we're gonna give it to you today. We haven't even recorded it, or we have. I can't remember.
Sweet molasses, covered in champagne. You make me wanna scream. I'd die laughing if I waited on you. But you know that my love is too hard to maintain. Yes, I know. But your love's overdue. I'm not getting all that I need from you. I'd die laughing if I waited on you. But you know that my love is too hard to maintain.
Music, Grace Love and the True Loves, new song, Let You Go. Right before that, Fire and Mean to Me. When you were talking about Fire, that was the first song you guys recorded. You worked it out in the studio. Is that how the songwriting process for the songs on that first album then unfolded?
Yeah.
Just kind of all coming together
just
in the studio?
Yeah, and I always like to do like a little freestyle on stage usually, and something will come out and we'll just like, oh, keep that hook and keep that melody. Yeah,
that's how it started. Kept yelling out, like, we were playing a drum riff and had this thing going on. Was like, okay, and she starts singing Fire, and Anthony was like, that's a hit. Come on,
that's
remember
a hit.
That. Was like, so we were like, okay, let's go with it.
So true. How about the new album? Now, word has it, like, you know, we're celebrating the vinyl release of the new album on Friday night, but I've already heard that most of the new albums...
We still have a few songs to left to write, but we have like a bank of probably 50 or 60 songs that we haven't even touched or, you know, melded together.
Yeah, and then do you go to Anthony and go, is that a hit?
Yeah, always, always. He's our hit guy.
He's the hit man there.
He's the hit man.
The debut album, which is fantastic, is self-released.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, coming out fully formed. Are you getting, is the phone ringing off the hook? Are you, like,
no.
What's your plan? What's your strategy? What do you want? Do you want to just keep doing it like you're doing it?
I would love to travel, and I think that all of us would love to travel and do what we do and show. You know, there's so many cities across the country and even in the UK that are just like, when are you coming? Are you coming now? Are you coming soon? So it's just, it would be great to get the momentum and get somebody that really wants to see us grow, you know, because what we do is magical, and I think it's original. So
I think so, too. Magical is a great word to describe the group and the live set, which is incredible. Now, you, Grace, also have something happening at the Vera Project, February 27th, Sex, Drugs, Rock, and Soul. It's a one-woman musical.
Yeah. So it's been a 10-year process, and I finally got the right people involved, and so there's a choir and a full band. It's not these guys, but it's a great group of musicians and people that have donated their time, because I'm using it to raise funds for another project. But it's a modern day, you know, story, coming of age.
Sweet. and that's a one night only event, two shows that night. And then is that it? You putting that one to bed?
I'm putting it to bed. I mean, there's a couple people that are just like, we've heard some of the music and we kind of want to try to do it. And I'm like, if it happens, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind doing it again. But right now, one show only.
So speaking of donating and benefiting causes, you know, Friday night show is a benefit for KEXP's new home, Shake It Out. It's at Numo's. You know, you guys, Grace Love and the True Loves, got Moby, Wimps, Pillar Point, and Emerald City Soul Club DJs. And just want to thank you for being a part of the benefit and helping build this space, man. This is awesome here.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, man. Thank you. So Grace Love and the True Loves, thank you. Got to tune to KEXP.